views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And as always, I like to let you know that we are going to change, shift, and transition today, taking you from what is the difference between living in heaven and hell on earth. I am the transformational specialist because I've helped hundreds of people just like you change their lives from ordinary to extraordinary, but also to really help you engage in what is your mission. So as the creator of the Body Regen Method and the founder of the TLC Community of Extraordinary Living, I always promise you with each episode that we're going to raise your awareness on a different topic and release those blocks while we discuss the things in your life so you can truly get transforming results. And when we sift and shift through the energies together, we can start to release the underlying issue that's really holding you back from you embracing the life you want. So I always like you to know that my definition of extraordinary living is being accountable to me and myself so I can be accountable to each and every one of you. And we can all start to really live in that world of peace and walk in a limitless world and keep creating with the hand of God in the universe as it has continued to let me lead to do so I can continue to show you. So each and every day, I promise to support you, inspire you, uplift you. You know what? I want to also encourage each and every one of you that if you have questions or you would like to really, you know, have something answered about how to transition, I always say going, you know, living heaven on earth, I encourage you to call at the bottom of the hour, 1-800-930-2819. So you know what? On our last show, we were talking about moving from the majority into the minority and really being able to be different and celebrate being different. And when we look at being different, it also can create upheaval within our daily world. And one of the things that I always like to, I use this analogy of heaven on earth or hell on earth, because quite often we're very good at human beings of creating a lot of drama, a lot of trauma, a lot of misinformation in our heads. Like, have you ever been in a real tizzy and you're so worked up and you can't let go of that, you know, programming running over and over? It's like, they did this to me, they did this to me. And meanwhile, your days are feeling more frustrated. Your traffic is bad. You keep feeling like you're bumping into things because that programming is creating a frequency. And that frequency is creating what I say hell on earth. And really, if a lot of times when you go back to situations, people aren't even wrapped up in it the same way you think or you believe. And most of the time, most people on the planet don't even realize that they do live most 80 to 90% of their day in that frequency of what we would call hell on earth, because it's turmoil or it's trauma or it's fear. And if we can get you to shift, just start to shift. So you look at your day and you say, is it 5% or 10% where I actually feel peace or I feel happiness or I feel joy? If we can start there and get 10%, you're actually doing better than the majority of the population. Then from there, we get to use that as a foundation for your life to be, you know, 20%, 30%. And I know even when I started to look at my own life, and I hear this from all of the clients that I've worked with around the world, they keep saying, you know, Trace, when I look back, my days were always trauma. It was so hard to find that bright spot, that real heaven on earth, that that just like, wow. And you can remember the best way to pull this energy in and strengthen your systems. And I'll do this for you now, is to remember, when was the time that you can go, wow, this was so much joy, where you went, oh, look what happened. It might have been, you might have finished something that you had strived to do, or, you know, somebody gave you a compliment and it made you feel so good. And all of a sudden you might have, in school, sometimes it's getting that paper back and you're like, oh, look what I did. I did better than I thought. But remember where that space was, where you sort of just took yourself out of the surroundings, out of the world that you were in. And that was a moment. So if you look at your day and you start to say, in my day, in truth, so if you look at yesterday, you know, how much of yesterday, from the minute you got out of bed, you know, really, if you were honest, was really joy, or was really in the moment and in this space? Or did you get out of bed and say, oh my God, I just don't want today to come. I don't want to have today. I am just dreading today. A lot of people on Sundays, it's interesting, they start to dread the week coming up. So Sunday, if that's their work week, Monday to Friday, that spirit of dread actually sets the tone for the week. And you can switch this very quickly by saying, although I may not be, you know, excited about tomorrow, there are some good things. There's some good blessings that are coming out of what tomorrow can be. And this frequency actually starts to change within your body, and that then it actually starts to go outside. So a lot of times you hear people in the spiritual world talk about a matrix grid. And basically the best way I can describe that to you to look at, if you've ever seen the movie The Matrix, if you haven't, I would say go watch it. There's a lot of truth in that movie and it's fun. But when you see the grids, like the computer grids, come down in that, there, it's a black background with the green writing. Those are very similar to the energetic grids that we as human beings tap into. And that's why that movie was so ahead of its time. We tap in. And as we change those grids, then what happens is your outside world actually starts to change. So many people are trying to create a reality of heaven on earth, but they're doing it from the brain, not the heart. Which means there, once your frequency, the brain will take you into action step all the time. But once you actually go into the heart and change the frequency first, which is usually by your words, then the action becomes extremely powerful and it becomes fun and it's easy. It's not hard. It's not frustrating. So look at all the places where you've gotten yourself too worked up and too much in turmoil, but also look at your friends, look at your family. Do they spend more time in this real place of support and encouragement, or do they spend more time in this hell on earth? I always say the news is a great way. If you want to stay and keep your frequency in hell on earth, literally watch the news, because it's negativity, but it's negativity to draw you in and to keep that perpetuating throughout your life. So there's a lot of discernment when you want to make the switch to bring more of that heaven on earth into your space. And what you'll notice is when you start to actually listen to, we talk about this of listening to music or listening to watching things that inspire you and uplift you, because it really does impact your physical body. You know, I remember even a time when most of my life, before I even started to make this transition, every day was trauma. Every day was drama. Every day was sickness, illness. And that is not living, that's existing. So I actually, if you can think about where you're existing and not living, or where you've had those moments and change, but now you would like to actually take it one step further, I just want to think that how to start to release that out of you. It's a memory. It's a cycle, but it's also a pattern. So quite often you've heard me talk about how in the back of your program, so if you, on your computer, you have programs running and you don't know what they are. So this is one that keeps you locked up, similar to how we were saying with the majority in our call last week, of how the majority will be in there. So we naturally just get swept up. It's like a big river, you know, flowing, coming down, and it's so powerful. It just sweeps you up into the current, and you can't stop it. You can't do anything about it. So all of a sudden you find you're in the flow of that, which is the majority of the population. So When I was younger, every day was a dread day. Every day was a pain day. Every day was a frustration. And people say, how did you switch to where now a good 85% of my day is, I say, heaven on earth. There's joy, there's support, there's fun, there's excitement. And it was a process of understanding what part of your quadrant. So is it a relationship quadrant with yourself? Is it the quadrant with your, maybe the love relationship or your work relationship or your financial relationship? Which one of it would require you to have the most attention right now? And that is where we start to disassemble those patterns. Because really, just take one moment right now, the things that you hear in the news, the things that you hear in your workplace. If you're fortunate enough and blessed, like a lot of us have become now, to move into this new realm, that we do only surround ourselves with really good, positive, supportive people that are also honest in a very loving way to say, have you thought about this? Would you change this? To make you grow, develop, and change into a new direction. And this is what I want to strengthen in your systems, because you're going to start to see after today where people choose to live in hell and misery and how it is a choice. And then what comes up, what you can see, is people say, well, how do I get out of this? How do I really get out of this? How do I make a transition and really go into something that is different? And what that is like I was saying with your relationships. And this is what I want to talk about after the break, is the relationships of how you start to take that first step, why you take that first step, and how you can start to align. So what I really also too, before we go to break, I want to encourage you, if you really want to learn and understand more about the heart and have that cleared and have that moving, to check out our global online call tonight. We have the astrological influences that are happening. We're opening up to new financial realms. We answer your questions. You have a replay. So check out our website at tracyalclark.com for our global online event. We do it once a year. There's usually about 100 plus people on the call. And what we do is we continue to shift your questions that are working for you, and we transition them for you, and you get a replay right away. So you can enjoy the hour and a half of shifting that we do together and go together and grow together. So we'll be right back after the break to understand more how you can move from hell to heaven in your relationships.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuoS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where we're talking about living heaven on earth versus hell on earth. And before the break, one of the areas I want to touch on is relationships and really understanding some of the dynamics that we bring in and why we can end up creating so much dysfunction within the relationship, which also relationships are not only romantic. When you say that word, a lot of people think it's romantic, but we have a relationship with everything we are in touch with. You know, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your outside world, the relationship with your work. Everything is a spirit of a relationship. And so quite often, the thought patterns and the processes that we do carry in our relationships are what translate when we go out into the world. And a lot of times when the world gets too scary or the world feels like it's too scary because it's a feeling, then what people will do is they start to hide or they start to isolate. They don't want to go out because when we go out into the world, we want to reverse this perception that it could be, like we were saying, you might be dreading that traffic or dreading, you know, the day because you're looking at what yesterday was. You're forgetting that each and every day, each and every minute is a chance to recreate something new in your life. And even if you said to yourself, today I'm going to align myself to create heaven on earth, meaning too that you will have a different perception when you go outside. So you'll notice the traffic is a little bit less, you know, irritating. One of the things people tell me when we change this perception and allow them to open, the colors look different. The information and the synchronicity start to change. I noticed for myself when I started to really practice and just enjoy that what heaven on earth would look like for me. It's different for everybody else. For me, it was having that peace with, you know, most of what I commune with each and every day, that the colors of the birds actually looked a lot brighter and just the colors outside looked a lot brighter because your frequency starts to change. And that people forget that all of that power of what you're giving it to and what area of your life you're giving it to comes from you. So it is choice. And then a lot of people will say to me, Tracy, it's so hard to make that different choice with how I am communing with everything else outside of me because I just feel stuck or I just feel like off. And that is because, and we'll start to move this, you're carrying the experience from yesterday or the experience from, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago or more. And what happens as well is that even an experience you could have as a little person that can sit back in your cell memory. So then what happens is as you go out, you create more experiences to release that. Right now, what's happening on the planet is there's a lot of, it's like I say, squeeze, you know, put your hands around your waist and squeeze as hard as you can, or, you know, take a take a piece of fruit and squeeze it and watch how it, you know, it's going to start to break and ooze. There's information that doesn't want to keep any of us on the planet stuck right now to keep living in chaos and having different places on the world, on the planet, living in chaos. So it's squeezing it out. Somebody said to me, it's like when you squeeze it and it just, you know, pops out when you were a teenager. And, you know, it might be a funny analogy, but it's true. So we're popping and squeezing out the information that has kept you stuck. And this is what's happening right now. And it's been happening all year, but it's really having this pushing point so you can come into an everyday alignment of co-creation. And co-creation is to be fun, and it is to be exciting, and it is to be easy. Whereas if you get stuck even too much in your spiritual practices, that can make it heavy, which then you start to dread it. So anytime there's a spirit of dread, that's a flag that something isn't moving out of your field rather than getting into excitement. So when you think about, when people think about that word, and look at the words because they're very powerful. When I say that word, hell on earth, a lot of people right away, they have old points of view of what that is. Usually, you know, an underground world, things are just heavy and nasty. And that comes from what we have been taught, what we've learned, and we can start to pull that out. So that's a really long religious line of misinformation. And when we talk about heaven, then people always, you know, usually have a place of, oh, this is glorious, this is free, this is, you know, understanding. And I can tell you, as somebody who's, you know, had these different experiences and a near-death experience, that you actually, it is freeing, it is beautiful. And so we want to take the magnification of what beauty is to you, because how many times do people stop and really, really, really embrace the word beauty and beautiful? So now, when I bring that word up, for a lot of people, no different than we talk about the word majority or minority, there's a lot of judgment around beauty and what beauty is. So when we hold judgment around beauty and we have the inability to see the beauty in everything and everyone, that also will drag you back down into a little bit of this underworld that we live on the earth. So when we can strengthen you to actually start to see, and you can say that to yourself, what is beauty? What does it mean to you? And then you start to see the perception of what you're looking at and experience will start to change. And as that starts to change, you're going to get more of this inner knowing, more of this inner knowledge, and this feeling. And then the feeling will come out stronger. And then watch how much you're able to recreate. And watch how all your environmental factors, all your areas become more in sync, more in flow. And then that's where that excitement starts to build up. That's where that joy comes in even more. So you have to start to look at it like a little bit of a building block. So today, you might have 10% of your day that's just amazing and incredible. And you're like, that was amazing. And you'll also notice when, even if it is 10% of your day, anything that comes towards you that may be in a negative environment, you can actually have you notice you're able to cancel that out quicker. You're able to not let it bother you as much. You're able to look at it from a different perspective, and you would handle it very, very differently because you're in this joy and love vibration. So when that negativity comes, it almost bounces off you. Like it can't get to you. It can't touch you. But then if it keeps hammering you slowly, 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 the body gets tired, the body gets weak, and then the body just falls into it. It's like, okay, well, this is the way it is, or this is the way it always will be. And when we use words like that, that this is the way it's always going to be, rather than looking at every minute of every second, you get to recreate. And when you can take that saying, well, this is the way it always is, this is the way it has to be, or I have no choice. Words like that are going to keep you stuck in the vibration of what I say is hell on earth. Because as soon as you put that vibration out, your body starts to lock it in. And the more you say it, so people do this with their finances a lot. They'll be like, I'm broke, I'm always broke. Okay, so now you're saying I'm always broke. So now you recreate always broke. And that's a place of very uneasy, bad feelings, because all of a sudden it's no fun if you can't pay your bills, right? Because that is, so then the stress comes in, the worries. Rather than saying, okay, I'm looking at my bills right now. I know I'm going to deal with this in a different way, but I want to thank that hand of God of helping me to recreate some more joy, some more, you know, kindness, some more money flow from my frequency, and then the action shows up. So you can take a positive spin and you're not in denial. You're still saying it's there, but you're also looking at what was the joy of the day, which that energy will start to carry you through to start to cancel out this fear and worry, which actually attracts more fear and worry. And it isn't always, it's a heady thing sometimes that people try to get in their head around it. So I say, just go to the feeling. Go to what that feeling is, because look at it. If you can actually get your joy up into, you know, an hour a day, and that peace into an hour a day, that will actually move a lot quicker at canceling out anything else that might be heavy. And then what that'll do is raise it. So all of a sudden, what used to look like something difficult to get through or used to look like a problem, you're going to notice very quickly, you're going to get the solutions, and that problem is going to go away almost 95 to 100% faster than if you stay in the other vibration. So it's all that vibration. So today, when you got up, look at today. We looked at yesterday, but look at today. What was the first thing out of your mouth? What was the first thing you did? What was the first thing you looked at? And that's what I want to talk about after the break. How you can start your day very quickly to look at something different in the morning, to really bring this frequency of heaven on earth and to anchor more joy, peace, and love. So as always, I always encourage everybody, you know, if you're loving the episode, I encourage you to share it on your social media. You can screenshot it, let others know. You can check out our website at tracylclark.com. And if you are open and ready, I encourage you to check out our global online call tonight, where we are going to be sifting and shifting the energy around not only the astrological influences, but around your finances and preparing you for what is to come this fall. So it's always a great place where you will receive a replay, and no worries if you can't make the call, you're always included in the energy. So you always have the replay to shift, and you can listen to it as many times as you like until you feel you've gotten all the shifts that you are prepared for. So I look forward to seeing you right after the break, where we're going to really dive in a little bit more to the tip that you can do each and every morning as the first thing when you get out of bed to really bring in a little bit more peace and a little bit more joy for your day. We'll see you right after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And before the break, we were talking about a tip that you can do first thing in the morning to make your day a little bit better. And I encourage you, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819 and share some of your experiences or something you might like shifted in your own world. So the first thing is when we wake up in the morning, that actually sets the tone for our day. A lot of people don't realize that. And the first thing most people will do is, you know, they're sitting there, they're in bed, they grab their cell phone, they'll look at what the news is, they'll look at their, you know, friend's texts, or then the drama starts coming in. And, you know, it's a space that if you can actually take a few minutes in the morning and, you know, really just let yourself wake up, because waking up, you don't want to just jump out of bed. A lot of people, they're like, if I don't jump out of bed, then I'm going to get lazy. I'll linger around and this is no good. But to take even a minute or 2 minutes and just allow the body's process, to strengthen the body's process, to just really get your surroundings, because you're coming out of your dream state. And if you probably noticed right now, your dreams are probably a little bit crazy if you are a dreamer. There's a lot of natural energy that we let go of while we sleep. And that's why you can have, you know, violent dreams or disturbing dreams, or it's just stuff that's cleaning out of your system that you no longer need. So allow the body to let that go for the day. So just sort of, you know, notice what that is. Take a check. How do you feel? Are you feeling irritated when you wake up, or are you feeling anxious or nervous? Are you feeling pretty good? And take that minute and just take a deep breath. I usually say, thank you, God, for clearing out all of the information that I no longer need as we're getting ready to co-create something new. It's a natural thing that the more you do it, it'll just happen naturally. You don't have to think about it as much. But once you get into that flow, you'll notice that it'll just, the body takes over. Like I was saying with the programming in the back, once you get it reprogrammed, like someone says to me, do I have to say, you know, when I ground? So grounding in the body, for instance, we'll use this as an example. You know, you stand up and you put your roots. A lot of people teach people how to ground by opening the bottom of their feet. Picture tree roots. You go to the middle earth. You anchor into the earth. You pull the energy up and you ground your body for the day. So you, in the beginning, when you first learn something new of what to do, like what we're doing in the morning, you want to, obviously, you have to pay attention to it to get the body regulated into something different. And then what happens is it happens automatically. But the reason you want to let it happen automatically over time, and then you'll add something different into the routine, is you also have to shake the energetic field up to create something different. So it's like going to the gym. If you went to the gym every day and you did the same workout every day, your body would get very used to it, and your body would not change. It would not transform. It would not do anything else. You'll hit a plateau. So usually what happens when that happens, the person you're working with at the gym is like, okay, let's mix this up. Let's do something different. And then all of a sudden they jumpstart you and you're like, wow, my body's changing again, or I'm losing weight, or however it might be. So you have to give it a little bit of a jolt. So when we're looking at changing any of our energetic patterns or frequencies, when you're looking at wanting to create something different, and when you really want to say, I really want more peace every day, I want more heaven on earth every day, you have to jolt the system. So you have to start to really do things different. So if your routine is to jump out of bed, be anxious, be stressed, jump in the shower, grab your coffee, run out the door, you're going to get more of that throughout your day. And more of that's going to cycle into your day. And then, but if you can take a minute, take a breath, you know, just sort of see how your body's feeling, you may ask your body to just let go of any of the stress or the worries and really start to declare that you're ready to create something different. You know, if you have your shower in the morning, you may want to start to maybe have it at night, if you just a little bit different. And then look at what are the thoughts running through your head when you get up. Are they stress thoughts? Are they frustration thoughts? Are they worry? And if that's what it is, then just take a breath and just remind yourself, today's a new day. So I'm going to create something new. And it's still, you know, those situations are there, but I'm going to create something new. So you'll start to gain a little bit more power and strength of making new choices and new decisions. So then when you get out of bed, you might do your grounding exercise. But if you were someone with them, maybe meditate before bed, meditate later in the evening, or maybe don't meditate every day. You don't need to meditate every day. So, you know, you can meditate by walking. You can meditate by cooking. There's lots of different ways. So start to move your routine around a little bit. And as you do this, you'll start to shake your frequencies. What you'll also notice is that the things that feel like they're coming at you that are more hell on earth, more trauma, more drama, more turmoil, more frustrations, more anger, that you'll be able to tackle differently, because as your body's changing, you will hear it differently, you will see it differently, you'll perceive it differently. And then you can make a different choice of how you respond to it. The other thing that I notice is there's a lot of things that you will start to let go of over time when you do this. And we'll go into the nighttime routine too. So when you do this routine in the morning, in terms of just shaking things up a little bit different, put your phone, you can look at your phone after you get your coffee, okay, or your tea, then go look at it. Or maybe after 5 minutes that you've actually woken up and you've looked around, you've got your surroundings. Because people forget that when you're sleeping, you are in a whole different state. So you want to come back into this waking space and really start the day strong, neutral, you know, refreshed, and just ready to make new choices and ready to create something different. So what you will notice, though, is when you start to do this, you will start to move out people, and this is going to happen huge right now. This is why I am so excited for our call tonight, because the Global Online Call, because what we're doing is right now, the people, the relationships, the careers, they're being squeezed out of you that are not working for you. So this is like the unprecedented times, they keep saying, and we are in it, where things are going to get squeezed out of you so you can live a happier, more purposeful love space of your life. So you can really have what you've been asking for. It is your time and it is your space. So you'll notice that if someone is too much drama, or somebody is in your space too much, or you'll just go, I'm really kind of done with that. And you'll literally, it'll just start to dissolve and you'll walk away. And that is okay. So a lot of times people will get caught up in, well, I feel guilty, or I feel bad, or, you know, I'm changing. Rather than celebrating that you're changing and that you've had this growth and that you're moving to a new level, that you're going to a new space. And then all of a sudden your percentages of how much of that beautiful peace and heaven on earth will start to shift. It'll start to change. And you'll notice that the people that are going to be attracted towards you will be people that are happier. They will be people that are supportive. They will be people that want you to achieve. And their opinions will not be strong and forceful. You'll have people around you that are, have you thought about this, but do what feels right for you. Have you thought about this, but do what feels right for you. So in the morning, I would start there, because we want to get you into a place where most of your day is feeling that sort of that heaven on earth, that fun, that joy. The other thing that I would always suggest to people when you're getting ready in the morning, put on something that you love to listen to that makes you happy. So again, not the news. The news is not something you really need to have on. So I like to listen and play things in the background while I'm getting ready that make me happy. Or you can sing. A lot of people don't do that, you know, or maybe you have a stereo system in your house, crank it up, you know, stuff that makes you happy. In your car, when you're driving to work, again, put on something that makes you happy, that makes you excited, that makes you feel alive. This will hold your vibration stronger and start to change your outside environment. So when you go to bed, this sets the tone for what's going to happen during the night to take you to the next day. So start to look at what your routine is. A lot of people will just, you know, they wash their face, they get into bed, they watch the news or they watch movies or things that are disturbing, or they fall asleep with the TV on and then they go to bed. That frequency creates an interference with while your frequency is preparing to sleep. It takes all this information in, which then can create a cranky morning, a bad tone for your next day, and now you're not feeling so good. So some of the things I suggest to the people I work with that I want to suggest to each and every one of you, because I've seen it works with hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world, it works, is one, smell. So go into something that really activates your sensory system. So I say an incense or a candle, burn it a good hour before you go to bed. I love to keep salt under my bed. And I'll talk a little bit more about that after the break and how it cleans your frequency to make you for a better morning. The other thing is, you know, play something for a little bit while you're getting ready for bed. Have a salt bath or have a shower where you're cleaning within salt. And you know, these things can actually start to clean the energetic field to bring the body down and bring any frustration down out of the system, so you're not taking it into the sleep to create something that you don't like the next morning. So I want to actually, so when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about your routine that you can do at bedtime, how you can carry this in to your next day, and how you can start to create more peaceful, heavenly experiences in your day to really change, because it will start to create a whole new reality. I guarantee you will have a whole new reality of joy, peace, love. So if you love the show, I encourage you again to share it on social media and check us out at tracylclark.com. You can partner with us each and every day where you are working with me in the energy. We're moving all areas of your life together at the partnership program. And that, I have to tell you, is one of my favorite spaces, because people just like you, where we're interacting on real life situations to get you moved and transitioned through to the next level as quickly as possible. So thank you again. Check us out, tracylclark.com, and stay tuned, because when we come back after the break, I'm going to give you a few more tips before you go to bed so you can wake up to a little bit more heaven on earth. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And before the break, we were talking about a few things you could do to move your morning routine around to make you have a little bit more heaven in your day and really bring in this frequency and alignment of change and, you know, a lot more joy and peace. And we know that most people are living more, I say, on hell on earth, where they're spending 70, 80, up to 90% of their day in misery, pain, suffering, heartache, heartbreak. And they find it very hard to break free because the body's been so conditioned that that's normal. And survival is normal. And there is always a little bit of our survival skills that pick it, like will be picked up. But there's a way to break free of that. So you're out of survival mode and you can be in living. And that's how I always call it, our TLC Community of Extraordinary Living, because it's really about, it's different for everyone else, but really living that extraordinary life. And to me, it is heaven on earth. It is getting up, knowing you're going to have some bumps, knowing that you're going to have hiccups in life, because that's going to be your whole life. If someone tells you you're never going to have another hiccup, they're full of it, because you will. You're going to have hiccups, because when we have hiccups, that's how we grow. And when we understand that where we're getting uncomfortable in a situation and we feel like we're living in that hell on earth, that's your body also signaling to you it's time to grow. It's time to get into something different. It's time to really open up this new space, which is change, right? So one of the things I like to say is when we're creating change and we may not know what to do quite yet to create that change is your routines. And so when you go to bed, like I was saying, light a candle that smells good, light an incense, light some Palo Santo wood that smells really earthy. And it also has been proven to clean out the energetic field and cleans out your nervous system, your central nervous system, your intrinsic nervous system, and your vagus nervous system is controlling a lot of your body. And so when you can get that nice and calm, don't go to bed watching, you know, war movies and news. Go to bed watching something that feels inspirational, or talk to your partner about good, positive things and have that moment and that time together if you have somebody that's very loving and caring and nurturing. And that energy will start to actually continue to go throughout the night, and it'll start to make you feel safe and alive and free. And if you're on your own, or maybe that partner is, you know, you're having some frustrations, as that's changing, a few little things like it's funny, but salt is a great, I did a video on my YouTube about salt and how great it is to clearing the body, the toxins out of the body, but also under the bed, it clears the energetic field. You just have to put a bowl in, change it every week, flush it down the toilet. These little tips of things that you don't have to get too heady, but it's fun and it's play. And, you know, if you understand how it cleanses the system, it can also relax the system. So when you go to bed and you start to change your vibe, so change your routine up a little bit more, you know, again, listen to the music that comes in, and then all of a sudden, those sensories are going to go a little bit more higher alert. So you will have the better dreams. You'll have a better sleep. You will also start to notice that really some people, it's, you know, they need darker curtains, but it's just to allow the body to get into as much rest as possible. So the other thing is when we're jacked up on coffee and we're not sleeping, so if we have too much caffeine, not sleeping, the nervous systems get overloaded and then we start to create more chaos. They start to short circuit. So they do it physically and energetically, which will create more turmoil, which will create more frustration in your life. So I just want to thank that hand of God of strengthening your nervous systems so you can start to bring in more of this new way of being, more of this new way of communing with your environment and communing with what is around you so your routine can change. And then what will happen is you will start to notice again, like we were saying, your extraordinary living will start to change because you'll look at your different areas of life and you say, I love this area of my life. I love it so much. It kind of will run on autopilot. So now you can have some time to look at the other areas of life. And when that happens, that's where you start to get this beautiful transformation. But I want you to understand too that it is a journey and it is a road, and understanding that you are always in charge of it. But so many people want to get to the end of the journey really fast and then they don't know what else to do. That's a whole show in itself. So what we want to do is make sure that we get you onto the flow. So where is your road taking you? So start, again, reevaluate what's your morning routine and what's your evening routine. And let's start to reset the tone of your day so it can start to change and you can start to see the differences. Because when you're really living in flow and in oneness, people talk about oneness all the time, but they don't realize that living in flow and living in oneness with the universe, God, divine energy, is things are more in sync. And just imagine what it would feel like to have things more in sync with your environment. And when that is easy, that how much more you can co-create. So that's a thing I want you to really start with today and understand that every second and every day you are co-creating something different. So again, watch your language and see what are you putting out into the world? What is the language and what are you carrying from yesterday to today? And what is the repetitive words that you're saying? Are you saying things like, I always get stepped on. I always get taken advantage of. I always, you know, can't seem to get rid of this block. If you're saying these things, it's going to drag you back down. So we don't want to be going backwards. We want to go forward. So watch your words, set the tone in the morning, set the tone in the evening, and shake up your routine from the things you do each and every day. Spread them out. So if you have 10 things you like to do to make you feel better, you're not going to do them all in one day. If you do them all in one day, your whole day is going to be gone. So maybe pick two today, do two tomorrow, two the next day, and then spread them out. And then you'll change. Maybe the two you did on Friday, you'll do one of those on Monday. And those would be your asks, how you ask for what you want. That might be what you're listening to. That might be, you know, your routine of things that you normally do each and every day. So we want to make sure we bring that in for you. And I just really want to, you know, inspire and uplift and strengthen each and every one of you to really find your heaven on earth and get you up to 50% of your day each and every day, because it's so important to really live your extraordinary life, to be in one and have this heaven on earth. And I really, again, want to encourage each and every one of you, if you're open, to join us on our global online call tonight at tracylclark.com. We're going to align and prep you for the coming changes with the astrological issues, the eclipses we've been going through, the heat waves we're going through, and the change and transition, and open you to new financial realms, answer your questions, because it's really time to embrace your heart muscle. It's time to really work with the frequency, to watch your words so that you can really start to create with spirit and not be in resistance to what's around you. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us for this hour of change and transformation. And I trust you'll join us next week, where we're going to discuss the awareness around what's the difference between your fear and your intuition, your fear and your intuition. And if you truly desire constant shifting, supporting, and community, I want to personally take the moment to invite each and every one of you to check out our daily partnership program, where I am with you each and every day. Our community is with you. We have a private Facebook group to help support and shift, private YouTube videos on a very regular daily basis, clearing of what's going on. So we're with you every step of the way, because we always want to make sure that you can step into your authentic self and learn how to let go of fear and learn what your body is telling you, so you can really start living heaven on earth each and every day. As I like to say, every day when we go together, we grow together. Thank you so much for checking us out at TracyLClark.com. Thank you for joining us. And again, I can't wait to see and each and every one of you next week, where same time, same place, we are going to really get you into your intuition and let go of your fear. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.